Living Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. We're waiting for your call. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
And we have a listener from Greece with us on the chat board today.
Oh.
Herb's Kiosk is what he's known as on eBay, all one word.
Yes.
And we love Greece. John and I have been there a couple of times. Well, John and I went there one time together. I've been there three times. We love Greece.
Greece is the word.
Thank you so much for joining us all the way from Greece.
Oh, you mean the country? I thought it was in the movie.
The country, Greece. No, honey.
Okay.
The country.
Live and learn.
Yes. Well, we're happy to have foreign people from foreign nations on our chat board. We like it.
You're the one that I want.
Okay, Gina, Des Moines, New Mexico, Classy Souls, our buddy. Hi, Gina, what's your question or comment?
Hey, Lee, I had a question for Griff. We were talking about algorithms just before with Greg, I believe it was, and I've just had something that's curious. It's no big deal, but I'm in New Mexico, northeast New Mexico, so I'm very close to Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado. I rarely sell to Oklahoma or Colorado. I sell a lot to California, a lot to Texas, a lot to the East Coast, especially New York and Florida. And if eBay is trying to get merchandise faster to somebody, it seems like something, you know, places that are close around where the seller's located, I don't know. It just is odd to me that nobody close to where I am is interested in what I have, but everybody way far away, you know, I get more buyers from there.
Well, it's because they're bigger metropolitan areas.
Well, they are. I don't sell to some of the bigger metropolitan areas in Texas. You know, it's close. Maybe that's why that happens. I don't know. But it just is, I'm just curious if there was another reason.
Yeah, there's no...
Can't imagine a reason.
Can't imagine why. There's no. Yeah, there's nothing that eBay does that would cause that.
Yeah. Okay.
Buyers are buyers. They buy what they buy, or they don't
care. She'll take them from wherever, won't you, Gina? Yeah.
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you, Gina.
Okay, thanks for the new guaranteed delivery program. I feel like I'm just already on board, so no big deal for me.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Really good thing. Thank you, Gina. It's a really good thing because it's already all over the Internet. I mean, I go to someplace else and buy something, and there it is. I can get 1 day, 2 day, 3 day on some of these things. So we're going to do what is happening out there right now, and it's very important. Hey, Griff, the second episode of eBay's Open for Business podcast dropped today.
Yes, I saw that.
And it's titled Customer Service in the Digital Era. Griff is featured in it, and if you want to listen and subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or RSS feed, go to ebay.com/openforbusiness. I don't have any, you know, clips or anything. We're waiting for them. So as soon as they come, we'll play some clips for you. I haven't gotten there yet. We're always looking for interesting new eBay Radio guests. Boy, we've had some good ones on in the last month. Just go to ebayradio.com, click on the words past episodes in the right-hand sidebar to get to the eBay Radio archives. Then click on be a guest at the top of any archives page. Fill out the application and we'll get back to you ASAP. So, Griff, here we are. We've got another segment and a half to go here. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30. Oh, somebody on the chat board has a good idea that we did not give to David.
Oh.
Remember David's shipping issue? He's from Florida and he's having a hard time. To solve David's shipping issue, this is from a Piece of Time Collectibles. To solve David's shipping issue, he should request a carrier parcel pickup for his packages. That action requires all USPS carriers to pick up and scan all your packages as accepted. By the way, she is a USPS letter carrier. She said it's free unless you request a specific pickup time from your location. Then they charge you a small fee for your service. But if you just request carrier parcel pickup, they'll just come and get it for free. And they have to scan it. They have to be picked up and scanned in the system.
Yeah.
So another idea for you there. Let me see. We received some email here, and this is from Brian in Moscow, Idaho. He's known on eBay as Shotgun326, and I'm not going to read the entire email. He's had a bad experience. A buyer bought something and immediately filed a return claiming the item was broken. He asked them to post a couple of pictures of the problem in a reply on the returns page, and they posted blurry, indistinguishable photos. He figured it was just a bad cell phone or something, so he was billed for the return shipping. The buyer sent a box back to him, and there was nothing in the box. So he used the Ask eBay to Step In feature.
Mm-hmm.
But then he realized, Griff, when he looked, that this particular buyer has a lot of bad press on eBay, that he has done this many times before. She did call in and with an appeal and prevailed. But her question is, at what point will eBay stop buyers like this? Did they let them go three times and then they're gone, or what?
I don't know. Every case is judged on a case-by-case basis. That's all I know.
Okay.
And I would never comment on a particular case. I couldn't.
Right.
So that's all I can tell you. Sorry.
Okay. Our number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Very quickly, going to ask another trivia question, going to give away another $25 gift certificate. What will take the place of most third-party ads on eBay.com? That was just announced recently. What will take the place of most third-party ads on eBay.com? Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. First caller at that number with the right name is going to win the $25 gift certificate. So, Griff, weekend's coming up. What's going on? What's going on with his prosthesis leg?
It's in the back seat of the car right now. He wore it, I think, part of the day at work yesterday. He didn't want to take it in today. So he's been putting it on and off. He's getting better at it. He hasn't really walked on it yet. We were scheduled this week to go in for three sessions of training with the parallel bars so he could get even more comfortable. Because before they let you, like, start walking around, you have to do that, and then you have to use a walker, and then they kind of let you take a few first steps. But it's been a bad week, so we're going to have to wait until next week. So we've rescheduled everything with the situation as it is. So
keep us up to date.
Yeah.
We're all involved, you know. We love him, so, and we love you. So we're involved.
Thank you.
So on the chat board, somebody asked, regarding guaranteed delivery, but, many sellers will offer expedited delivery if asked. So maybe we should be better at informing, more in-your-face promotion, customers they can choose faster delivery. But the point is, it's going to be up there for them to choose.
Yeah. A seller can choose to be in the program, and a buyer can choose to filter results based on those that we know will be received the fastest. Buyers, I'm one of those buyers. In most cases, it is a big component of whether or not decide or whether I'm going to buy something or not is how fast I can get it. So, I can sometimes find the option for the same product for a lot less money from outside of the country, but I'm not – sometimes I want to pay more just to get it fast.
Please know that it's happening all over already. Your competitors are using it.
Yeah.
On other sites. We have to go to this.
I'm going
to
use it to compete against you if you sell used apparel. That's for darn – you know I'm going to be using
it. Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Griff?
Yeah.
Betsy wants you to... You know, you've got a list on eBay of the seller groups, but you're sending them to meetup.com, right? Because don't forget, we have it on the website, on the archive site. We have all the seller groups, too. Betsy keeps reminding us of that.
Right.
On the chat board. Mm. Okay.
As long as they get to where they go. There may be, there's those groups are on there. They're also on Meetup as well. So it,
I get it. So Audrey Tracy has a post in eBay for Business blog.
Yes.
Spot an eBay ad and score some eBay swag. She says eBay recently announced the launch of a large-scale multimedia advertising effort designed to showcase the eBay brand and drive more buyers to your stores. I've seen some of the TV commercials.
Yes, we have.
Let's make these ads go viral and show the world how excited we are as a community. If you happen to see a billboard, spot a TV ad during your favorite Fixer Upper episode, or catch an eBay mention during NASCAR's Pit Box segments, eBay wants to hear about it. So if you've seen or heard one of the new eBay ads in the wild, including on iHeartRadio, radio ad as well, leave a comment on Audrey's blog post saying where you saw or heard it, plus what you were doing at the time, and eBay will send you some eBay-branded swag. Supplies are limited, so comment soon. Just go to ebayforbusinessblog.com to find out exactly what you need to do. eBay's government relations team, things are heating up. We need to talk about that on
Tuesday. Yes, please. Let's
do. Yeah, we'll talk about that just for a minute when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling, you seller. Coming up next, this week's last segment of the eBay Radio Ask Griffin Lee Show. Don't miss it. It's going to be fun.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 400.
Forging bonds within the eBay community. Patty Coleman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Woohoo Depot and organizer of the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Here's her tip on connecting with others.
You have to join in the networking. If you are just a lingerer, you're not going to get anywhere. So the first step would be on eBay. You've got the eBay community. There's a lot of groups on there that you could chat with whenever your specialty is. There's lots of seller Facebook pages where sellers can interact with each other and help each other and that kind of thing. You have to get involved. You have to ask questions so folks can help you. You have to stay positive. No complaining.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
Today's closing segment of Ask Griffin Lee is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
So very quickly, Griff, before we start on the event calendar, two things. Number one is eBay Main Street is really heating up. There are many states now that are trying to come up with tax laws that will thwart small online businesses. And you need to get in on the action. If you haven't done so already, let your voice be heard just by joining eBay Main Street. Just go to ebaymainstreet.com and join up, and you will get their emails. And you'll know what you have to do when these we're under siege here. And it's very important, okay? Also, another thing, eBay CEO Devin Wenig published an interesting post Monday on LinkedIn. It's titled, "We're on the Edge of Something New." And Devin says that these are the hallmarks of the changes you will now begin to see on eBay. Take a look at it. It is it's a wonderful article, and it's on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Okay, shall we start the events? You want to start, please?
March 25th, the eBay sellers in the Denver metro area will meet up. That's Saturday, March 25th at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver, Colorado. You can meet Will Seipel and Robin Levin from WorthPoint. They get around and learn how WorthPoint can help you identify and value your collectible items.
And if, in case you don't run into Will and Robin in Denver, you can always go to Colorado Springs, March 26th, which is the next day. That's Sunday. From 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., it's in a private home. And the topic is a visit from WorthPoint. The speakers, who do you think they are, Griff?
Yeah. Will Seipel and Robin Levin.
Oh, you're so good.
What do I win?
Oh, piece of eBay Anna.
That's groovy. I've got so much to begin with. March 27, 2017, that's a Monday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., the Dallas eBaves and Emails meetup will happen at the Outback Steakhouse in Plano, Texas.
Plano.
The topic is how to set up your Pinterest account to market your eBay store. The speaker will be Stephanie Inge, eBay instructor and Pinterest pro. No charge for the meeting, but plan to pay $20 for a prefixed dinner.
March 28th, Tuesday, Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup.
Yay!
That's from 7 to 10 p.m. at eBay headquarters, and our own Griffola will be there.
Yeah.
The topic is learning and growing with WorthPoint and Crazy Lister, and the speakers will be Will Seipel and Robin Levin from WorthPoint, plus Crazy Lister's Victor Levitin, all the way from Israel.
March 29th, that's a Wednesday. Surf's Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group Meetup will happen at 6:15 to 8:30 p.m. at Philippi's Pizza Grotto in Poway, California. The topic is identifying and pricing collectibles with WorthPoint, and the speakers will be Will Seipel and Robin Levin from WorthPoint. And you can bring $10 to cash to cover pre-ordered pizza and salad.
I'll be sitting somewhere in the back quietly.
Quietly?
That one's...
Not bloody likely.
Oh, I do when I go to these things. Oh, absolutely. Because I'm not, you know, speaking or anything.
So I get to
just be a person. And we've got one so far in May. We might as well throw it out there. Steel City eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup Friday, May 5th, 6:45 to 9:45 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And they're going to talk about how to plan an estate sale trip. If you have questions you would like answered, please submit them in advance through the group's page at meetup.com.
Yes, please do. That would be great.
And you know who we need to have back on? We need to have somebody on to tell us how to prepare our own eBay estate for when we are gone.
That's such a happy topic.
Well, but you know, Griff, you know, if the person who handles the passwords all of a sudden is in an ambulance on the way to the hospital.
That's true.
Your person needs to know these things, and your family, if you're gone, needs to know what to do with these things.
Trust me, it's been a big topic this week.
I'm sure. Yeah. And so we need to, you know, we need to have some experts on. We did about 3 years ago, we had somebody on, but I think we need to do it again.
Yeah.
So have you got anything planned this weekend?
I think I'm taking Howie to his dentist appointment on Saturday.
When is there a memorial for your friend happening?
He's working on it. It'll be in a week or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's not this weekend.
No, not this weekend.
Okay. Well, anyone listening there, we appreciate that you spent this time with us today.
Absolutely.
And if you're listening in the archives, we appreciate that too. Most of you listen in the archives. So
yes, that's true.
That's
do.
That's a good thing.
They probably don't know everyone who works behind the scenes, so I'd like to tell you that our chief engineer and audio archives manager is John Sell. eBay's radio executive producer is Melissa DeMille. Our phone screener is Donna Freyer-Lyons. E-Betsy is our Tuesday scriptwriter and chatboard moderator, while CJ Jacinto is our guest producer and Thursday scriptwriter. And occasionally you'll hear that wonderful golden voice that is kind of, you might think it was Morgan Freeman, but it's not. It's Frank Caesar. He's our voice extraordinaire. And this segment of our show was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating and sending and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. And if you love this show, well, you're just going to love Tuesday, because we'll be live next Tuesday, March 28th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, as we always are. We hope you'll join us. We'll have guests. We'll have fun. We'll have contests. We'll have things to give away. And we'll have your phone calls, which is what makes us really giddy and excited.
And, you know, you mentioned Frank, and I have to say that some voiceover actors and actresses are just good voices, and they're called announcers.
Yeah.
But Frank's also an actor. I mean, he's been in a lot of cartoons and things like that, too.
Oh, yeah. So he's that doesn't surprise me.
Very talented dude.
And we are very lucky to have his and all of the team's resources at our disposal to make the show what it is today. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. We'll be right back.